You're listening to Say Something with Yossi Goldie on the Boston Free Radio. How is everybody this morning? I am calling from a future self to a recidious past. I have made it 5 years into the future, but only 2 seconds. If you can believe that. So today is going to be a very special day for downward spiraling and upward mobility. We have to act fast at an unprecedented worldly crisis at hand. And as we take action instantaneously for ourselves, I would also like us to remain in the flying lotus position and listen to the sweet sounds of the Holy Quran. You can call me. I do not remember the number right now, but I'm sure you can find it in your hearts to just pick up the phone and let it take you where it will take you. Together, we will be golden. We will be golden. Downward spiraling for upward mobility. How do we accomplish that? All your questions will be answered. Or maybe you know. Maybe you know what to do and ride this downward spiral into the upward mobility. Let us pick some calls. If you know the number, dial it. And if you don't, well, at least you tried. At least you tried.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا
I am just mesmerized by the sounds of my meditation music. What a wonderful world we live in. Even though, as we simply put it, there are many, many young adults out there deep in debt. Especially with college loans. Yes, college graduates aren't getting jobs or salaries that will enable them to pay off their fictitious loans. Young adults who attend college are practically forced to accrue debt, but lack the means to pay it off in a reasonable time frame, or even at all, and consequently, repaying these loans can take decades. Their financial situations can become difficult to a point that they turn to high interest credit cards or even consumer bankruptcy. Although student loan debt is non-dischargeable in bankruptcy. But I always thought that maybe if you pay your student loan off with a credit card, then you can declare bankruptcy on that credit card, and thus ending your student loan precipitating into the downward spiral, only to find yourself in upward mobility. That is a big piece of information to understand subtle but sure, just like me. And what happens in the world if people just stop paying your college loans? Stop paying your debt. What are they gonna do? What are they going to do? And what do you care? We are nearing the edge of a precipice. Every action leading us there, every political, every economic action is bringing us inevitable to the precipice, dragging us into this chaotic, confusing abyss. Therefore, the crisis is unprecedented, and it demands unprecedented action. To leave, to step out of that crisis, needs a timeless action. An action which is not based on idea, on system. Because any action based on a system or an idea will inevitably lead to frustration, and such action will merely bring us back to the abyss by a different route. As this crisis is unprecedented, there also must be unprecedented action. Which means that the regeneration of the individual must be instantaneous and not a process of time. It must take place now, not tomorrow, now. For tomorrow is the process of disintegration. And if I think of transforming myself tomorrow, I just invite confusion. And I am still within the field of destruction and death. You may be asking, is it possible to change now? Is it possible to completely transform oneself in the immediate, in the now? And I say it is, I say yes. The point is that as the crisis is of an unexceptional character to be made, there must be revolution in thinking. And this revolution cannot take place through another or through any book or organization. It must come through us, through each and every one of us. Only then can we create a new society. A new structure away from this horror and away from this extraordinary destructive forces that are being accumulated and piled up into debt, and that transportation comes into being only when you as an individual begin to be aware of yourself in every thought, action and feeling. This is our first and last freedom that we have. Please, you can call me. Let us discuss your debt and your downward spiraling for upward mobility. As I too have been in a downward spiral, only to achieve this upward mobility, and I want to help you. Together, we can. I can't remember the number here, but you can call me. Call me now.
فجعلناها نكالا لما بين يديها وما خلفها وموعظة للمتقين. وإذ قال موسى لقومه إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر عوان.
I have received a subliminal message. I see a bunch of college graduates. They are seriously in debt, paying off loans. Yes, I understand. And he says, what do I do? I am $50,000 in debt. I have no job. I cannot declare bankruptcy. I did not buy a yacht. I bought an education. And supposedly, an education is supposed to get me ahead and a good job in the world. But it does not do that anymore. It is all a lie and a scam, like those infomercials I see on TV. What do I do? I cannot believe that someone loaned me $50,000. And I didn't have a job to go to school? I am saying to you, subliminal caller, just stop paying it. Don't do anything at all. Be free of yourself and your love. Buy yourself a yacht. Hell with it. Last 30 years in America, they have seen wage stagnation, which means nobody's gotten any raise. The minimum wage has not been raised, and yet college tuition rates have increased 500% over the last 40 years. And the estimated increase runs as high as 900%. And then with 50% unemployment rates, I just don't understand. And the housing debt . What is this world in America thinking of? Or anywhere for that matter. Just stop babe. Just stop. If you have any ideas which will lead to frustration of this downward spiral crisis, you can call me or subliminally text me if you have my private number.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
That's right. Or maybe you just want to call in and sing with me. That is fine too. Why do we need a monetary system? Especially when your money is not even worth the paper that it's printed on. And yet, you scavenge around trying to work hard and pay off a debt you will never pay in your life, and you leave a horrible, miserable job that you cannot get away from. You are a slave to the system, a slave to the government, and a slave to the man who holds all the money on Cayman's Island. You must free yourself . What happens when we all stop being and start living? What is there to be afraid of? There is nothing. People with money, they are not in power. You have the power. And why would you want the power? What are you afraid of? That you need to have power? Or the illusion of the power. You can call me. You can call me.
فلعنة الله على الكافرين بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغيا أن ينزل الله من فضله أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا.
Are you still there? Let me read this very boring and interesting article about downward mobility and what it means for you. All of you know what downward mobility means. But in order to understand downward spiraling, you have to understand upward mobility and vice versa. Downward mobility may mean the ability to function in a lower status and maintain a frugal lifestyle amongst the masses. But in actual reality, people have been forced to downsize their homes, their yachts, and reduce their number of cars in the family to survive in this devastating economy that has sparked some callers. Let me take the call. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, caller. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm very well known here.
You're very what?
Yes, I'm very well known here.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yes, yes. Yes. And how are you doing on your downward spiral to upward mobility?
Oh, well, I wanted to call because I feel like this is an important subject matter that doesn't get talked about at all. And my own downward spiral, it's been going on for a few years now.
Yes.
And I'm waiting for that little golden ring to latch my finger onto to begin the upward mobility.
Yes.
And I'm having a problem even seeing the golden ring. Like, I saw it a few times when it came around a few years ago. But it's just been a downward spiral. And
yes.
I can't see that ring. And I want some upward mobility at this point in my,
Yes.
various aspects of my personal life, financial and, my love life and other such things.
Yes.
So how can I see that golden ring?
Yes, Galera. Have you tried going to various, yacht clubs? And country clubs in your area?
I would say the only way that they'll let me in is if I'm catering.
Wait, what was that color? A hair salon?
A hair salon. I can go to a hair salon, yeah.
Yes, no color, I mean, is there a yacht club in your neighborhood?
Oh, I don't know. I've never actually thought one out.
Yes, do you live by a large body of water?
Oh, yes.
Well, and there is also the country clubs with golf courses where you can find those supposed powerful men with the Cayman Islands and gold rings around their nipples. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And how much debt are you in, Color? May I ask? It's okay, you don't have to answer if you're uncomfortable.
No, I can talk about this. It's kind of painful because I'm not attractive.
I
don't know if any of these rich people will be attracted to me necessarily.
Maybe,
And I don't really want to marry somebody just for money.
Have you ever tried retirement homes?
Tire irons?
No. You know where the old people go to die?
Our retirement home. Yes.
Yes.
Have I ever tried what? Visiting somebody?
No, I'm saying you should catch yourself one of those old men, those old rich men that are about to die, that cannot see if you're very ugly. And that way they will love you for your inner beauty and probably think that you're good looking on the outside as well.
That seems a little desperate to me. And I know if I'm ready.
But listen, Color.
I'm already in a downward spiral. And I don't know if I'm ready to just continue in a downward spiral if this path doesn't work. Yeah, then I'm ugly and rejected by old people.
No, Color, you won't be rejected by them, I promise you. I mean, are you gonna...
Because they're so attention-starved?
Yes, and they just want that sexual love. And they'll give you anything you want. So I just see it as an upward spiral for you, Color. That's an upward.
Something to consider.
Yes, because I know unless you want to take out another, $50,000 loan for plastic surgery, to appeal to those upper Cayman Islands with the Golden Ring, man.
Well, part of my downward spiral was that I did have plastic surgery. I had my mouth widened.
Yes.
And, I don't know, this is a trendy thing to do. I felt like I always had a really small mouth growing up. I could barely get a soup spoon in. So I had my mouth widened to the size of, I don't know, like a Muppet, maybe? That's a good comparison.
I see. Or maybe you can super glue a little bit of the corners if that is letting you down a little. You know, put some vanishing cream on that stuff and a little lip liner and you'll be as good as golden.
Oh, yeah, I think that should work,
Cassie. Yes. The lip liner especially. Men love outlined lips, especially when the lipstick goes away, you know, and you just see the outline of the lips. That's a really big turn on for most rich men out there.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes.
I can feel my downward spiral tapering off already.
That's
I can
cool.
feel it becoming a straight line.
Yes, and color. If all else fails, just stop everything. Stop payment. Just stop. Your debt does not own you. You own your debt. And you don't have to pay if you don't want to. Don't be a slave.
That's true. My debt is only part of my downward spiral. I'm ugly. And I had the plastic surgery to have my mouth widened. But I also got in some more debt because I fell for one of those internet scams a few years ago.
Yes.
And so I've been back and forth to court. I've owned a car, but every time I've owned a car, I've gotten into car accidents right away.
Oh.
I just don't know if I'm made up for life, Yossi. I just don't know if I can, I'm not suicidal at all, obviously, but I just don't know if I can live according to, all these things that are expected of me.
Yes, caller. Hold that thought. I have another call, and maybe they can help you and me answer your question. Hello, callers. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, Yossi.
Hello, welcome, caller, to our downward spiral, upward mobility phase.
Listen, I've been going on downward spiral for right about since the time I was born. I don't even know why my mother gave birth to me.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
Matter of fact, I really wish she hadn't.
Oh.
Yes, I
know how you feel.
Yes.
This day and age, it's a very dark time. It seems like there's but a few who are able to make their riches, and they do it off the backs of people like me. People who were born without a sense of their name. People who have struggled to fill their bellies with porridge, warm victuals. And I just want to know why, Yossi. Why?
What do you do for a living?
I don't understand this high-pitched squeal of the person who you're speaking
with. What do you do for a living?
It may be due to the fact that she had her mouth widened.
Yes, I got my mouth widened a few years back.
I do many things.
Yes.
Many things. Anything, as a matter of fact.
Yes,
that I can do.
Yes.
Try to put a cent in my pocket.
Yes, please.
But it's like those cents have and they chew their way through my pockets and end up in the hands of those who do not deserve them.
Brothers, I want to make the point of please, if we all took a stand and stopped being a slave to these dollars, they will have no more power over us. Stop paying your bills. If we all just stop paying, what would happen in the world?
Well, I know I'd be a hungry man. I'd be a hungry, hungry man.
But sir, if everybody stopped paying at the same time...
I'd be hungry too, and I have a large mouth to feed.
Yes, but you would not be hungry. Because everybody would be hungry. And yet, nobody's starving.
What do you suggest? Yeah, see that? We all feast off of each other's flesh like some primitive cannibals?
No, Color, I'm not suggesting that at all. I am just putting a little idea into your head. A little freedom, if you will. Just don't be a slave anymore. Free yourself from the Cayman Island and the gold ring. Is it all worth it?
This all sounds very, very good and well, Yossi, but I'm afraid it's not reality. I'm afraid you're not living in reality.
But that
you live in a
be...
prison, Yossi, a prison where you get 4 square meals a day while I am out here slaving away hour after hour, clocking in, clocking out, going home and watching disaster unfurl itself on my news channel. This is hell that I am living in, Yossi, and I am sick of it.
Maybe, Color, you should find yourself in jail like me. I mean, it's like a 5-star spa in here. I get treated well with a roof over my head and love and anything I want.
I just don't know if I'm built for prison.
Anybody. And everybody is in a prison.
Well, get on with it, then. I don't have all day. Like I said, I have to work 8 hours of bleeding, and I'm right about through with my break.
Yes, Color.
Oh.
You yourself need to get on with it and break free from the prison that is keeping you from living your full potential.
Well, I've been living my full potential. My shoes are worn thin.
But you haven't. You have been living a slave's potential. You are being
a
slave.
Like you sound like you might make a good politician. You have a politician's voice. Have you considered running for office?
I suggest you let go of your balls so you can quit speaking in that tenor, young man.
Oh, no, I'm a woman.
Yes.
All right, that says a lot of anger here today, Yossi Goldina. I think it's a topic that you chose to bring up that has me sitting beside myself here.
Yes, and it's an unprecedented emergency that we needs to be addressed and it needs to be dealt with because we are just at the edge of a cliff and we all are about to fall down to our death. We must take this situation and deal with it now.
Well, I think you should seriously consider joining politics.
Are you talking to...
I might consider that. I was thinking that the other day, but then I thought all of the things that are stopping me from doing it. I have no funds. I have no organizational skills.
Why do you need any of that?
I sure as hell am not going to get $50,000 a plate for the rice and beans that I have to eat day in and day out.
Just get people to write in your name on the ballot.
Yes. I will write your name in on the ballot. The ballot of life.
and maybe get some notoriety by calling a newspaper and telling them that you're a write-in candidate and have somebody interview you.
I bet your rice and beans really taste
good. That's a great idea there, young lady. Would you be willing to help support me in my run for candidacy?
I'll be your campaign manager.
Yes. Oh, that little voice, I'm sure we're going to get so far, my little honey.
This might be a missed love connection. Hopefully you live in the same area.
Cause it's sad. It's all that downward spiral, yeah, see? I can see where you open your dirty.
Where do you live, lady? Where do you live?
I live on the East Coast.
So do I. Oh, what part there?
I live in, Hunkadunk, Massachusetts.
What was that?
Hunkadunk, Massachusetts.
I live on Suckowich, Massachusetts. We should quite possibly meet up soon for some, conversations about our plan.
Yes, and then maybe some chucking duck.
Would you like to come out to Suckowich?
Sure. I'm going to hitch a ride right now.
Yes, yeah. After we get off the line, can you keep us on so that we could share our private information?
Yes, I will have my operations stand you by. And you can exchange anything you want over the phone.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
Listen, I hope you're not telling me a joke, Narunjan.
No,
this better not be a joke, Narunjan.
No color. This is reality as it is. Reality of the downward spiral and upward mobility. You have witnessed it here on the Golden Hour.
Well, that's perfect. Thank you. I'll be calling back to get this fine young lady's telephone number shortly. I'll speak to you later now, guys. Thank you so much for your help and support. I'm hoping that I could dig myself out of this hole that I've been in for the past 35 years.
Yes, color.
Oh, so great. So great.
Thank you.
I think it's very possible now, especially that I've just met this wonderful young lady here.
Yes.
Lady, I want to thank you. What is your name again now?
My name is Sally Scant.
Oh, what a beautiful name. What a lovely name. Your mother must have been some sort of angel fallen from the sky.
Oh, she was. And she doesn't know. I have to assume that because I was left in a dumpster.
Oh, dear.
Just like
every
Jesus.
American story is just filled with so much pain.
Yeah.
Part of being American, I guess.
Yes.
Oh boy, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna treat you right.
And what's your name, sir?
What's that?
What's your name, sir?
First period, second period, whatever you want, honey.
First period, second period?
Whatever you like. It could even be during recess.
Oh, what an enigmatic answer. You're a man of mystery.
I'm a book, baby.
A very sexy book, you sound like.
I'm a book and I'm full of dust and I need to be blown.
Oh, dear.
I'll get my rag.
Well,
you've just about made Sally Skank the happiest girl in the world.
Oh, thank you. Oh, man, I'm so glad. I'm happy to hear it, honey. Listen, I'll be talking to you shortly now. Oh, God, that's it. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Period.
Oh, yeah, so you're still there?
Yes, caller, I'm sorry. I could not help but listen in on this romantic conversation. It was just so stimulating. Was I supposed to take that off here?
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
What's that? Is this Sally Skank? Yes. Together, we are creating. We are creating upward mobility for your future.
I'm just so happy, but I'm crying.
Yes. And my eye cry all over the place too is crying right now. My eye.
Well, yeah, see, I think I'll go back and prepare for some upward mobility.
Yes.
Maybe repave my driveway or something.
Yes, that sounds like a great plan.
I can't wait for that gentleman caller to call back with his particulars.
Yes. It will be very most sensuous.
Oh shit, I just got stung by a bee.
It is destiny.
Alright, Yossi. Thank you for this love connection.
Yes, caller. Maybe that is all I'm good for sometimes. Is love and love making.
Love is the answer,
Yossi.
Love is always the answer.
That is true, caller. Love is all we need.
Thank you so much, Yossi. You are truly a gem in this world full of coal.
Thank you, caller. And you are truly golden. You are truly an inspiration
truly,
to us all.
Sunlight in the middle of winter.
Yes. What she said.
You're a chair. Oh, Jesus. Another bee stung me.
You
I
must
get out of here.
Be a beautiful flower, caller. For all the bees just want to suck on that nectar of yours.
Oh, my.
On your sweet, sweet nectar.
Oh, my.
Yes.
I haven't had this much attention since elementary school.
Yes, caller. You're on your way to your upward mobility.
Well, thank you again, Yossi.
You're
You've
welcome,
been very, very helpful, and I can see why Oprah and Linux recommended your book.
Yes, yes. Good old Oprah. We go way back. And I mean way back now.
How lovely.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
You're welcome, caller, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
No, thank you.
Caller, thank you.
Thank you, Yossi.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, too.
You're welcome. anything is possible. In this world today, you just have to go with it and not think about it. When you are dirty, you wash your hands. You do not think about it, you just do it. And that's what you need to do now. You need to wash your hands of all this debt, of all your downward spiraling. Because the problem, if you love it, is as beautiful as the sunset. And if you are antagonistic to the problem, you will never understand it. And most of us are antagonistic because we are frightened of the result. We are frightened of what may happen if we proceed. So we lose the significance and the purview of the problem. Do not be afraid. Just do it. Follow your gut heart instinct. And in the end,
ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العذاب إذ تبرأ الذين اتبعوا من الذين اتبعوا ورأوا العذاب وتقطعت بهم الأسباب وقال الذين اتبعوا لو أن لنا كرة فنتبرأ منهم